Dietary acid damage is one of the foremost health challenges Americans face, affecting more people than heart disease, diabetes, and celiac disease. Recent statistics reveal that incidence of gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, the most common form of acid damage, has more than doubled since 1995. In the United States alone, at least 60 million people have acid reflux, the common name for GERD, and worldwide, that number leaps to 1.4 billion people. Some researchers have even gone so far as to declare that a global GERD epidemic is taking place. Since there are no external signs of acid damage, you may not know how pervasive it is, but experts in gastroenterology and otolaryngology, ear, nose, and throat, ENT, see it in their patients every day. Even more alarming than the increase in the frequency of the occurrence is the severity of the symptoms. Over the last year in my practice alone, I've diagnosed Barrett's esophagus, a potentially precancerous condition of the esophageal lining, in 9 patients under 30. That's a big number for a disease that was once considered rare in people under age 50, and a startling revelation of how young people with the disease have become affected. All of these patients had only throat-based symptoms and no heartburn complaints. More on this shortly. 10 years ago, this would have been a reportable finding, but not anymore. Acid damage 2.0. It's not just heartburn anymore. What is acid damage? It's a broad range of conditions that contribute to inflammation and disease in various parts of the body. You've likely heard of acid damage in the context of GERD, a condition that a doctor will typically diagnose you with only if you're experiencing the symptoms of heartburn and regurgitation. Surprisingly, though so many people experience the symptoms, they don't always know what causes them. Many of my patients ask, "What are heartburn and regurgitation exactly? And how will I feel if I have them?" The simple answer is that heartburn occurs when gastric acid from the stomach goes the wrong way or refluxes up into the delicate tissues of the esophagus, causing a burning sensation at the bottom of the chest and rib cage that can emanate out through the middle of the chest and toward the throat. Regurgitation is the sensation of food coming back up into your chest and throat after you've already swallowed it. These symptoms are the poster children of acid reflux, but they aren't the only symptoms related to acid damage. In fact, they're not even the most common. In my practice, where we see up to 70,000 patients a month in more than 40 different offices, over 90% of the people diagnosed with acid reflux disease do not have these typical symptoms. They are more likely to have throat-related complaints, such as feeling a lump-like sensation in the throat severe enough to cause dysphagia or difficulty swallowing. Other common symptoms are chronic cough, which, diagnostically speaking, is cough that persists longer than 8 weeks, hoarseness, frequent throat clearing, and sore throat. If you are experiencing symptoms in which the epicenter of discomfort is your throat, you may have another type of reflux referred to as laryngopharyngeal reflux, LPR, or throat burn reflux. The presence of throat burn reflux doesn't mean you're clear of any gastrointestinal acid reflux red flags. In fact, more often than not, a person experiencing throat burn reflux still has heartburn reflux. They just don't know it because they can't feel it. This is because the esophageal tissues have likely been exposed to acid for such a length of time that they've been numbed to its effects. This is a symptom of chronic inflammation, discussed in Chapter 3. Only an examination of your esophagus could tell for sure if you have heartburn reflux without knowing it.